This is day three of the Epic School of the Spirit sale as we transition to our new platform. A lot of these courses will not be there anymore. We've got courses on knowing in the spirit, divorcing spirit husbands and wives, the nocturnal warfare. Some of these classes, nobody else is teaching this stuff in a biblical way. Show me where it is. That's why I'm teaching it. I want to educate you. There's lots of stuff, prophetic courses, seer courses, spiritual warfare courses. You can also get on the wait list to enter into the brand new paradigm for our actual schools. So we have courses, we have schools, and we're going to do something very special for all of our school students going forward. You'll be getting an email if you're part of that. Hang with us as we transition. 70% off, guys. That's the best we can do. I'm sorry. I know some of you wanted it to be free. Can't do it, guys. Some of you wanted it to be $12. Can't do it, guys. These things, some of these classes were $500 and $600. They're $29, $39, $49, $59, $69, $79, or $97. And you can't find some of this stuff anywhere else. Grab it while you can. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. This is not going to be there. Once it's gone, it is gone.
Distress. I discern by the Spirit of God that some of you listening and some of you who will listen to my voice in the future through this broadcast are in distress. We all face times of distress. It's common to mankind. There's no escaping the reality of distress. We will face distress in this lifetime, even as believers in the Son of God. We will face distress. We will face pain and suffering. We will face unpleasant circumstances. We will face things that cause us stress and distress. The question is, what will we do in those moments of distress? How will we respond in the moment of turmoil? Will we cry out to God, who can alleviate our distress or at least comfort us in our distress and also sustain us in our distress? That's option one. Will we cry out like David did? David faced so much distress, and we find him in the Psalms crying out to God in his distress for help, for rescue, for healing, for deliverance. We see this through the pages of the Bible. David modeled the way. But if we're honest, when we find ourselves in distress, sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is not to turn to God and cry out to him. Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is to feel sorry for ourselves. Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is to get angry with the people who we perceive are causing us distress. Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction is to run and hide and just disconnect from the world, hoping that it'll go away. But if we pull the covers over our head, the distress will still be there waiting for us when we wake up the next day. How will we deal with distress? Because it will come. I'm not prophesying to you. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. It's just the reality of life. Bad things happen to good people all the time. Distress comes from our enemy. Distress comes from our wayward children. Distress comes from our suffering spouses. We are sometimes affected by the distress that other people are walking through. It's not even our distress. No, not at the core, but their distress becomes distressing to us because it's stressful. How will we respond? Will our knee-jerk reaction be prayer, or will our knee-jerk reaction be self-pity, discouragement, all manner of emotions that don't glorify God? We have to make a choice. We have to choose today that when we find ourselves in distress, that we will act like David acted and cry out to the God who de-stresses us in the distress. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today. It's going to be a good day. You're a child of God. It's going to be a good day. Whatever happened yesterday, forget it. Let it go. Set it aside. It's going to be a good day because Jesus is alive. He woke us up this morning. He has put breath in our lungs, and we will glorify him with every breath, every move, every word, every deed. That is our heart posture as we go in today to deal with these distressing demons. Oh, they're distressing. Oh, there's stress involved in spiritual warfare, natural stress, spiritual stress, but we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. These are not just words that we say. This is our reality. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. That is the truth, even if it doesn't look like it. That is the truth, even if it doesn't seem like it, even if it doesn't feel like it. These distressing demons must bow. They must go. They must back up. They must back down. They must flee before us seven ways in the name of Jesus. Guys, I am going to deal with this thing today. I hope you'll go with me. Come on in and let me know where you're coming in from, what city, what nation, I'd like to know. And then drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit, hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. And shout out City Nation, and then share this with somebody. Share it on your timeline, share it via Twitter, share it via Messenger, ping somebody, poke somebody, prod somebody. Do what you got to do to get the word out, because I want to help as many people as I can. About 1 million people will listen to this broadcast by the end of the month. Well, we could double that. We could reach 2 million. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Come on. God is good. Come on, LaShonda. Good morning, Sarah Smith. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Tammy Gee. Tammy Gee rising. Amen. She's full of fire. She's full of wisdom. She's full of the Holy Ghost. Come on, Shaniqua. God bless you. Teresa, come on in, guys. We're going to get started with the official broadcast in literally like 2 minutes. So I need you to share this for me. I need you to prepare your hearts. We're going to do the roll in. This becomes a replay. All these broadcast that you're listening to here, you'll find them on my YouTube channel on replay exclusively. There's like 9 years of these. Go on over there to youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. Would you please subscribe to that page for me, my YouTube page? That would really help me a lot to reach more people. There's content there you won't find anywhere else. Subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you can get online with that ASAP. Amen. We're going to do that. We're going to read today from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. These are devotions. These are words, prophetic words the Lord spoke to my heart. And I believe they're going to help you. And today is a humdinger. I randomly opened it and I said, oh, this fits me perfectly today. Maybe it'll fit some people and we're going to go together. Then we're going to begin to lift up the name of Jesus and see where God takes us. We need everybody sharing right now. I need 500 of you to share this immediately. Please, if you're just coming in, share it on your timelines, retweet it, do what you got to do. Help me to help more people. You're part of helping people. You're part of something bigger than yourself. Doesn't that feel good to know that just by clicking a button that you can actually help somebody who may be on the brink of suicide? And I'm not even kidding. People have messaged us and said, you know, our friend was on the brink of suicide. They happened to come across your channel, just popped up on their newsfeed, and they decided to begin to praise instead of take their own life. I mean, this is amazing what God does through social media. So get social and send this out for me. Send it out to somebody for me quickly. And we're going to pray. We're going to see what God does today. We never know what's going to happen because every day is an adventure with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our morning times are special. So we're pressing in, we're pressing through, we're pressing on. And then we're going to get into our topic on derailing these distressing demons. Distressing demons will come. They will come. That's what they do. They creep, they crawl, they roam about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But we're not going to bow to that. So come on in, guys, quickly. Hello, Audra. Hello, Rita. We had such a tremendous family meeting on Sunday. I literally got off the family meeting from Awakening Prayer Hubs, and I'm not much one to cry, but I just burst into tears literally over the testimonies of people in the movement who have been so touched. Some of them were on the brink of giving up. They were out there all alone, and it's just amazing. Amazing what God has done. I invite you to join our prayer family. We're really, when I say we're a family, we're a family. And something has shifted completely. I don't know how it happened, but it just seems, prayer leaders, you were there. Something has shifted. There was something different. Something has changed for the better. Our hearts have been together in love, and I'm so grateful. So come on in, guys. Check that out, awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join our prayer family. We're standing for each other. We're standing for a revival, awakening, souls in the nations of the earth. We're in about 75 nations right now. If you're in New Zealand, I'd love to hear from you. We need some Awakening Prayer Hubs in New Zealand. We've got a good number in Australia. We need Awakening Prayer Hubs in New Zealand big time. You know, I was in New Zealand once. I was in several cities in New Zealand, and it was pretty interesting. A lot of witchcraft there in Wellington, for example, and it was quite eye-opening. God always sends me to the witchcraft capitals of nations. I sometimes wish he wouldn't, but now I've come to expect it. Amen. I have come to expect it because he did. He sent me to Croydon. He sent me to Sydney. He sent me to Hong Kong. And I mean, I'm telling you the truth. It's God sends me there to be a blessing, to break atmospheres open. So let's get started, guys. If you've shared, say I'm ready. If you've not shared, you're not ready. If it's your first time, say first time. It won't be your last time. God's going to bless you today. He's going to encourage you. He's going to help you. Let's call Awakening Prayer Leaders. I need you all to call forth New Zealanders. We need New Zealanders. Amen. We need New Zealanders. I need 450 of you to share this immediately, please. Quickly, I want to get started. You're ready. Kelly is ready. Kelly's always ready. Kelly, the Lord tells me, Kelly, the Lord tells me that you live ready. And the Lord tells me he is well pleased with your readiness to share the gospel. He is well pleased with your readiness to serve another's life. He's well pleased with your readiness to speak a word of life. He's well pleased with you, Kelly. So you are ready. When she says she's ready, she means she's ready. Amen. Let's do this. Let's go. Let's bring in these other platforms. Share this for me, guys. Oh, geez, there's already been so much drama this morning, but we're pressing through it. Not on the broadcast, just in general. We're pressing through it. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I want to just prophesy to you today, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Activating Angels on Assignment. I'm telling you, we have angels that are assigned to us, and we have to activate them with our words, but we need to understand the ranks. We need to understand the categories. We need to understand the functions. If I told you how many functions angels take on in the Bible, you would have much more faith to put them to work for you. They are ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. That's you. You are an heir of salvation. These are helpers. These are agents, supernatural, invisible agents who enforce God's will in your life, but we have a part to play. Yes, God can send them whatever he chooses, but we can activate them with our words. But if you don't know how they operate, what they can do, what they won't do, how they think, you know, angels have a will, they have emotions. They're persons, but they're not people. I said they're persons, but they're not people. They have a free will. They're persons, but they're not people. And we need to learn how to cooperate with the ministry of angels like Jesus did. Angels minister to Jesus twice in scripture. We don't know how many more times, but we see it twice in scripture. It's time, guys. We need angelic assistance. The times we're in right now, we need the protection. We need the wisdom. We need the provision. Angels help us in so many ways. Check it out. schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. schoolofthespirit.tv/angels. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. That's what I do for fun, by the way. Amen. We've got three different messages every Sunday. I hope you'll come on by. 10:47 a.m. is our premier service. We're pressing in, guys, right now to revival. Come on over and you will get ignited, delivered, healed, set free. Whatever you need, God's there. He's going to do it for you. You can watch online if you're not in the region. Watch online at ahop.online, ahop.online. If you want to go deeper with me and have more access to our resources, my archives from the first service, my life group, my midweek, my virtual healing rooms, prop rooms, deliverance rooms, all of that, the prayer line, you can go deeper and become an official web church member at ahop.online/webchurch. If you're in the region, come visit. Our second service is School of the Spirit at AHOP. You can check out the series, Deliverance from Family Wounds, at schoolofthespirit.tv/wounds. Live in person, we're starting the Angel series on Sunday. And then on 4 p.m., straight up worship, straight up teaching, no worship. We're in a series on prophets and the seven mountains. Listen, you have to know what mountains you're called to. I'm a governmental prophet. I'm also a media prophet. What mountain are you called to? You need to know how to navigate those mountains, how to prophesy, how to help, how to stand in your function. And you can find out. I've never heard anybody teach on this. I'm digging hard. So you can partake of that at schoolofthespirit.tv/7, the number 7 mountains. Today's devotion is very timely. Just happened to open it up and it summarized my morning. I got up at 3:45. It's 6:15 now, and there's been nothing but drama, nothing but distractions, but we're shutting it down now in Jesus' name. Today's devotion is titled, Don't Let the Enemy Distract You. Don't let him. Somebody say, don't let him. Don't let him. Here's what I heard the Lord say. You have been distracted. You have looked to a place that I have not called you to look. You've been looking for contentment in places I have not called you to. You've been looking for blessings in places I have not ordained for you. Begin to look at me, says the Lord. Gaze at my beauty and tune out all other voices that come to distract you. Tune out all the imaginations that come at your soul. Incline your ear to me, says the Lord, even for a moment, and I will show you things to come. I will give you clarity on even the decisions you have to make in the days ahead. I will give you understanding of some of the things that are going on, says the Lord. I need understanding. How many of you need understanding? Listen. Sometimes people become distractions. Sometimes people get in the way of God's will for your life. Sometimes people drag you down instead of lifting you up. Sometimes people are so self-consumed that they want to pull you into their drama instead of letting you deal with your own drama. You've got enough on your own. We have to begin to not allow ourselves to get distracted, and it's not easy. It's not easy. I'm the type of person, if there's a problem, I want to just deal with it immediately. But I've learned that you have to go slow sometimes. You have to move step by step sometimes. And it's very distracting when problems linger, when issues linger, when things that need to be confronted, when they linger. It's distracting because it won't leave your mind until you deal with it. But you have to learn how to compartmentalize and set aside the time to deal with the distraction and go on with the rest of your life. Otherwise, you will live in constant drama and constant distraction. Come on now. Come on. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees where on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now the prayer starter and the decree. Father, help me stay in lockstep with your heart and refuse to allow the enemy to fool me into looking to the right or to the left. Give me peace, clarity, and understanding. I decree every demonic voice speaking to me falls on deaf ears, but God's voice lands on attentive ears. I declare I walk in supernatural wisdom and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, I give you praise and honor and glory. I magnify you because you are worthy. You are worthy of our affection. You are worthy of our allegiance. You are worthy of our devotion. You're the worthy God. So we lift up your name, the name above every name that's named. Your name is higher. Your name is greater. Your name is stronger. Your name is more powerful. There's just something about the name of Jesus. It sets us free. It heals us. It helps us. Oh, Jesus, we speak your name, Jesus. Oh, what a beautiful name it is, Jesus. What a powerful name it is, Jesus. What an awesome name it is, Jesus. What a mighty name it is, Jesus. Oh, that name makes demons tremble. That name forces demons to flee, Jesus. That name brings healing to our minds, healing to our bodies, healing to our friendships, healing to our finances. There's something about that name and the power of the Holy Spirit released through that name. There's something about the name of Jesus. Oh, something about the name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name at which every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that you are the Lord. You are the one true living God. My Jesus, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Oh, Jesus, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through you. You are the door. You are the gatekeeper of heaven. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. God has bestowed upon you, Jesus, the name above every name. You are highly exalted in the heavens. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven. Every knee must bow on the earth. Every knee must bow under the earth. And every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Oh, there's something about that name. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a glorious name it is, the name of Jesus. What a holy name it is, the name of Jesus. We're thankful, God, that you have given us your name. You have betrothed us. We are your bride, and you've given us your name, the name of Jesus. And whatever we ask in your name, anything we ask in your name, according to your will, whatever we ask in your name, that will you do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Whatever we ask, nothing is too hard for you. The name of Jesus is harder than the name of disease. The name of Jesus is harder than the name of cancer. The name of Jesus is mightier than the name of death. The name of Jesus is mightier than the name of every demon power. You are exalted. Be exalted now in the heavens, O God. Whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. Just like the 72 returned with joy after they went out doing the greater works. And they said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. I thank you, Lord, that every demon power bows now in your name. The devil has to flee seven ways in your name. We are holy because of your name. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. The government is on your shoulder, and your name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Your name shall be called Mighty God. Your name shall be called Everlasting Father. Your name shall be called Prince of Peace. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we thank you, Savior. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, strong Son of God. We thank you, King of Kings. We thank you, Forerunner. We thank you, our Redeemer. We thank you, Bread of Life. You are the last Adam. You are our Advocate, and we praise you. You are the Alpha and Omega, and we praise you. You are the Righteous Son of God, and we praise you. You are the Almighty One, and we praise you. You are the Amen, and we praise you. You are the High Priest of our confession, and we praise you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and we praise you. You are the author of eternal salvation, and we praise you. You are the beginning and the end, and we praise you. You are the faithful and true witness, and we praise you. You are the beloved Son, and we praise you. There's something about the name of Jesus. You are the blessed Son of God, the beloved Son of God, the strong Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. You are the captain of our salvation. You are the chief shepherd. You are the Lamb of God who took away our sins. There's something about the name Jesus. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You are the chief shepherd. You are the consolation of Israel. You are the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, the headstone of the cornerstone. corner. You are the counselor. You are our creator. You are the day spring. You are the deliverer. You are the desire of the nations. You will shake all the nations. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, there's something about that name. What a holy name. What a mighty name. Come on, just say the name of Jesus. You're releasing power into your troubles. You're releasing power that sends demons fleeing. You're releasing power that does what God wants to do. You're releasing power. You're releasing power. You're releasing power, Jesus. You are the elect of God, Jesus. You are the first begotten, the forerunner. You are the glory of God. You are the blessed Savior. You are the governor of our souls. You are the great high priest. You are the head of the church. You are the heir of all things. You are the Holy One, the Holy Child, the Holy Man, fully God, fully man. You are the great I Am. Oh, Jesus. You are Emmanuel. Oh, Jesus. You are the Judge of Israel, the Just One, the King of the Jews, the King of the ages, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the ruler of rulers, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. You are a beautiful God, and we just keep lifting up your name today. Oh, Jesus, somebody say the name of Jesus. I can't get over it. His name is powerful. I can't move past it. His name is holy. I can't get around it. His name is awesome. He's the Lamb of God. He's the leader. He's the commander. He's the captain of the hosts. He's the lifter of our head. He's the lover of our soul. He's the good shepherd. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. Oh, Jesus. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, Jesus. He's our conqueror, our standby, our advocate, our intercessor. He is the Lord of all. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Lord of righteousness. He is Jesus, Yeshua. He is seated in heavenly places next to the right hand of the Father, and he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming back as the bridegroom. He's coming back. He's the man of sorrows. He's our mediator. He's the messenger of the covenant. He's the Messiah, the mighty God. And he's coming back with the saints and angels army. He's coming back. He's the mighty one. He's never lost a battle. He's the morning star, the Nazarene, the only begotten son. He is our Passover. He is the Prince of life. He is the Prince of Kings. He is the Prince of Peace. He is seated far above the circle of the earth, looking down upon us with a smile. He is our deliverer. He is our healer. He is our reconciler. He is our justifier. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He is our prophet. He is our apostle. He is our pastor. He is our teacher. He is the evangelist. Oh, Jesus, help us to keep lifting up your name. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you make the crooked places straight. Jesus, Jesus, you make the wrong things right. You're our Redeemer. You're the resurrection and the life. You're the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the seed of a woman, the shepherd of our souls, the bishop of our souls. You are the Son of the blessed God. You are the Son of David, the Son of the highest, the Son of righteousness, the true light, the true vine, the true truth, the faithful witness. You are the Word of God made flesh. There's no one like you, Jesus. We acknowledge your leadership. We acknowledge your holiness. We acknowledge who you are. You are Jesus, Yeshua, Yahshua. You are our everything, and we pledge our allegiance to you. We pledge our allegiance to you. There's nothing too hard for you. You've made your abode in us. You are in us and we are in you. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus even now. I thank you, Lord, that you are with us, that you give us wisdom and grace. Open our eyes to your beauty. Open our eyes to your holiness. Open our eyes to who you really are. We want to see you. Open the eyes of our heart, God. We want to see you. We want to know you more. We want to press into your heart. We want to abide there. We want to lean back on your chest like John the Beloved. We want to go with you wherever you lead us. We want to walk with you in the cool of the day. Help us, Lord, today to see you as you are, and to always remember the power in your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, share this with somebody. I got carried away with Jesus. Is that all right? I got carried away with the name of the Lord. Is that okay? I got carried away with, oh, Jesus, with something. I just got caught up in the spirit of Jesus. Amen. Share this with somebody right now so we can get into our next segment, prayers that destroy distressing demons. I need everybody to share this quickly. Share it on your timelines. Ping somebody into the room. TikTok, I see you. Instagram, Clubhouse, I see you out there. Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, I see you. Quickly share this for me. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, Jesus, Jesus. That puts things into perspective, doesn't it? Jesus, that puts things into perspective. Yes, Jesus. Jesus, 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 my Lord and my God. We're all going to face distress at times. And we have to choose how we're going to move in that time of distress. Are we going to bow down to it, or are we going to rise above it? Distress is pain or suffering that affects us, either our body, our mind. Distress, it's a misfortune. It's a painful situation. It's a state of danger or desperate need. Distress. It's when we're under great strain, great pressure. Distress. It's when we're forced to have to overcome this inflicted pain that's been launched against us. Sometimes it causes worry or a troubling of the soul. It causes upset. Sometimes it mars our faith. We have to overcome this distress. We have to rise above the distress, because distressing demons will come. They'll come to afflict us, to cause us anguish and anxiety, to give us cares and concerns that we should be casting on the Lord. But somehow they just keep pounding on us, these distressing demons. They cause disappointment, discomfort, grief, heartache, headache, heartbreak, irritations. We need to rise above these distressing demons. Now, David knew all about this. I mean, he knew how to deal with distress. He found himself in distress so many times. I mean, just think about it. Saul's trying to kill him 6 or 7 times. He's living in the wilderness, hiding in caves. He's had problems with the Philistines. His son Absalom came against him. I mean, he had a life that was filled with power, might, victory, but also distress. And David cried out. This is our model. David cried out. This is how we do it. David cried out. He said in Psalm 4, verse 1, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Have mercy on me. Hear my prayer. David's knee-jerk reaction to distress was to pray, a prayer of faith. Psalm 18, verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. David had a confidence that when he was in distress, there was a savior. There was a deliverer he could cry out to. He didn't cry out to all his friends and complain. He cried out to God. He didn't sit there and feel sorry for himself, licking his wounds. He cried out to God. He knew that God was the deliverer from distress. Here in Psalm 25, verse 7, he cries out to God once again. He says, the troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. So he's calling to God, the deliverer. Bring me out of my distresses. Once again, in Psalm 107, verse 6, we read about distress. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. 107:13, he saved them from their distresses. 107:19, he saved them from their distresses. 107:28, he brings them out of their distresses. This is a running theme throughout the Psalms. One last scripture. Psalm 143, verse 4. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. If that's you today, I want to pray for you. And we're going to destroy these distressing demons from our midst. They can't stay in our territory. They've got to go. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you forgive us for allowing ourselves to be distressed when you say in your word that we should be anxious for nothing? You tell us in your word not to allow ourselves to be distressed or anxious. And yet sometimes we give into these things. And you know our frame. You remember that we are but dust, and we're grateful that you are with us and for us and never against us. And you will help us. You will teach us. But Father, we're facing hardship, adversity, worry, upset, pain, and agony. Father, this affliction, I know it's momentary and I know it's light, but Lord, we don't want to live in perpetual, unnecessary suffering. We want to learn how to take our authority over these spirits that distress our soul rather than bowing down to them. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority now over distress in all of its manifestations. We take authority over spirits that bring affliction, spirits that bring anguish, spirits that bring anxiety in the name of Jesus. We come against and take authority over spirits that bring dejection, spirits that bring desolation, spirits that bring disappointment, discomfort, disquietude in the name of Jesus. Father, we break the powers of every spirit that would try to bring grief, headaches, heartaches, heartbreaks in the name of Jesus. Father, every irritating demon that is coming against us, we command it to bow in the name of Jesus. Every demon that's trying to bring misery, perplexity, sadness, shame, sorrow, suffering, we push you back now in the name of Jesus. We throw you down and cast you down and say no more. We shall not be moved by distressing demons. We will not be tormented, tortured. We will not be troubled. We will not be vexed, but we rise above it because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. We reject the woes and the worry. We reject the pain and the suffering that comes at the hands of demons. We know that in this world, we will have tribulation. We will be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. And we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we will not allow these distressing demons to bring us into a catastrophic mindset. We will not allow these distressing demons to bring difficulties in our lives, but we draw a bloodline now and we say we will recognize this for what it is, an assignment to discourage, an assignment to get us to quit, to give up, to pull back, and we will not fall for this. We will not stand by and allow the enemy to bring disaster into our lives, to drag us down, to jam us up. We break this cycle in Jesus' name. We break this cycle in Jesus' name. The cycle of distress be broken now in Jesus' name. We will not allow the trials of life to distress us because you are with us in the trial. We will not allow the enemy to make a mountain out of a molehill because you give us the right perspective, wisdom to help in time of need, grace and mercy following us, helping us, showing us the way. We will not succumb to the hard knocks, the hard time, the tough breaks, the tough luck. We don't believe in that. We believe that we are overcomers, that we rise above it. We come against every spirit that comes to afflict, agonize, depress, disturb. We break these powers in the name of Jesus. All these demons that come to harass us, to hound us, to hurt us, to nag us, to needle us, to oppress us. We break the powers of these demons in the name of Jesus. We say that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus even now. And we choose to be joyful. We choose to rejoice in the Lord God Almighty. We choose to tap into the joy of our salvation. We choose to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who brings us peace and love, security, hope, kindness, grace, merciful love. And you are our only good. So we will not allow the enemies, these spirits of distress, to push our buttons. We will not allow it any longer. We will not allow ourselves to be distressed. And at the first inkling that distress is coming into our lives, we will cry out immediately to you like David did and like the psalmist did. We will not wait until we're too bogged down and too beat up to fight back. But we will sense this distress at the onset, and we will cry out to you, our deliverer, and we will see your mighty hand come down to bring us out of the mess in which we find ourselves, because you always lead us into triumph in Christ Jesus. You're a good God, and there's no God like you. So we give you praise, our God of hope. We give you praise, our God of mercy. We give you praise, our deliverer, our healer, our helper. We give you praise and we honor your name today. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God is good all the time. All the time he's good.
All right, guys, remember what I said. This is 70% off. You're not going to find these prices ever again. You're not going to find these classes ever again. Get on over there, browse around, see what suits you. We're preserving all the content for you. We're going to transfer it to the new platform. You'll maintain access forever, but you're not going to see it on the new site. It's a whole new paradigm, and we've got a lot of juicy stuff. For example, if you buy anything, we're going to send you a special gift when we launch the new site. So you can't lose. Grab it while you can, even if you don't have time to watch it right now. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. There's no code necessary. It's already marked down. You're like, well, how can something that's $69 be marked down? Because it was originally a lot more than that. And these are classes you can't find anywhere else. Seeker activation classes? Come on. This is great stuff. Get on over there quickly because the sale ends soon. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv.
If you want to sow today just into the Israel trip, though, you can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate, jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there. You can become a partner at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can also use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books, $Prophetic Books. You can also use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, 754-701-2161. And follow the prompts. You can also use the Zelle. Zelle is info@jenniferleclaire.org. info@jenniferleclaire.org. You can use the PayPal. PayPal.me/jenniferleclaire. PayPal.me/jenniferleclaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. And the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. Amen. You can find all those different ways at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. And Lord, I ask you to bless this offering, release it back, multiply it back to the givers in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up all my Awakening Prayer Hub leaders all over the world, 100 nations, as well as the Awakening House churches, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church official members, and my home church, Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. I lift up the Ignite Prophetic Network members, the Company of Seers, the School of the Spirit.tv students, as well as the school. And I just say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Father, help us today to follow your footsteps, to tap into divine knowledge, to educate ourselves. Lord, to seek the knowledge of the holy. Help us, Lord, to put knowledge into action, and it becomes power. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, Lord, because you are worthy. Order our steps to the places you want us to go and cause our hands to prosper in everything we put them to, according to your will. Lord, bring home the prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver people from evil, save our family members and our friends in the name of Jesus. Father, we're so grateful for who you are and that you've put breath in our lungs. I ask you to protect us today and help us to please you in all of our ways. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Remember, globalpropheticcenter.com. IgnitePropheticNetwork.com, SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Grab the courses you want because they are going in a vault. You will not see these courses again. If you ever see any of these courses again in the public, it'll be years from now. We've got 26 new classes to debut over the course of this next year. And so the old ones, out with the old, in with the new. Amen. God is good all the time. Visit while you can. I don't want to nag you to death, but I know how some of you are. You get to be a little bit of a procrastinator. And this is not something you want to procrastinate on. Amen. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Everything 70% off just for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.